supposed to be here. Well, look at you, big brother. You look like you've seen better days. Where's your armor? With our beautiful family crest. Oh, that's right. You pissed on it. You tarnished it. When you failed to take back our castle in the north, didn't you? Your last chance to get back into Daddy's good graces. I have to say, big brother, I've been waiting for this day. Ever since you raped me. You remember that day, right? You got high on your victory in the south. Daddy was so happy with you. He gave you what you wanted most, didn't he? Me. And it felt really good. For you, didn't it? Coming into my room while I was asleep. Posted guards at the door. Just to make sure that nobody disturbs you, no matter what sounds came out of that room, right? Grabbing at me with your filthy hands after I told you no, I don't know how many times. Forcing me onto my hands and knees. Your weight on top of me. Sticking your meat inside of me. Do you remember that, big brother? Fucking me while I cried and screamed and begged you to stop. Because I do. And the guards with their loyalties to you and to Father, and just let it happen. They listened to you rape me. They listened as my perverted brother bruised me and made me bleed. Until you pulled out of me, and you sprayed your foul seed all over my face. You remember that, don't you, big brother? Did it feel good? Did it feel good to ruin your little sister and to take her virginity like that? Daddy didn't care. I was just a prize he dangled in front of you, his perfect son. He made me your reward for saving the kingdom, and it didn't matter what I wanted. I might as well have just been born to be a pleasure slave for your cock. I mean, that's how Daddy treated me. It's the only useful purpose he saw in me. Girls, right? But loyalty has changed, big brother. Now, these guards, they do my bidding. And you have proven yourself worthless. Now, Daddy doesn't know that I'm here, but what does he care anyway? He was using you, too. You don't know that? And as soon as you proved to be of no use to him, he sentenced you to death. A traitor to the realm. But before they slice you open tomorrow and pour your entrails all over the pillory, I'm gonna have my turn. That tunic is filthy, big brother. And those braids, have you been pissing yourself? I think you have. You stink like a chamber pot. Oh, not too long ago, you were the handsome heir in one of the great kingdoms, but today, because of your great failure, you're just a dog, locked in my daddy's cage, waiting to die. It's okay, big brother. I know it's not really your fault. I mean, Daddy has unreasonable expectations. And between you and me, I have plans for Daddy too. No. Your real mistake happened long before you began your ill-fated siege of the Northern Lands. Your grave misstep? It happened on the day that you raped me. I've bided my time. I've used my talents to get what I needed. Our daddy is putty in my hands now. I have the influence to save you. I could free you with but a single pouty look to our father. Do you wish me to do so? Do you want me to save your life, big brother?
Well?
Then I want you to beg me. Beg me to spare your life. Tell me you're sorry for raping me, big brother. Tell me you're just a stupid, worthless dog who's worth less than the piss-soaked clothes you're wearing. Come on. Come on. Beg me.
Beg me.
Beg your little sister for your life. Do you like my robes, big brother?
Look at me, dog.
Do you think that I'm beautiful? Would you like to see my breasts again? Well, then here you go. Can you see my nipples through the bars of your cage? I think they're just as beautiful as the day that you raped me, but without the bruises. It's okay, big brother. I'm a whore, too. I'm daddy's little whore. Just like you were. Do you want to lick them, dog? I wonder, what would you do to me if our roles were reversed? Ugh, can you imagine me in that cell, naked, soaked in my own piss, disgusting and starved, and constantly being raped by the guards and their dogs, too? Is that what you're imagining right now? I know of your perversions, dog. You'd find me appealing like that, wouldn't you? Constantly covered in sperm. A ring gag in my mouth to stop me from biting the guard's cock, chained to the floor. Available for use at any time for both humans and their animals. Is that what you would do to me, big brother? Would you make me yelp while your dogs raped me?
Guard! Open his cell! Get him on his knees. Hold him. I said hold.
And tell me, dog,
are you thirsty? I know you haven't had any water in 2 days.
Look at me. I'm going to take off my robes, and I want you to look at my body. You do think I'm beautiful, don't you? I'm just your type. Aren't I, dog? Short. Small, weak, a girl you could easily control.
Look at my cunt, dog.
I want you to understand. This pussy, from which you raped my virginity away, is gonna decide what becomes of you. My smooth, wet cunt is your new princess. And do you know what makes her wet? Watching you suffer. Oh, she's very capricious, big brother. So, look at her. Look at her. Good dog.
Now, I asked you a question, didn't I?
Are you thirsty? Such a pity.
Guard, break one of his fingers.
Dog?
Calm down. Look at me.
Look at my pussy. Look at your princess. This is what you would do to me, isn't it?
Dog, I know it hurts. Oh, I know it hurts, but concentrate. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty?
Oh. Good dog. You are thirsty.
And open your mouth. Look at my pussy and open your mouth.
She's gonna give you something to drink.
Guards, hold him. Look at my cunt, dog. Look at your princess. Give your mouth open, you thirsty boy.
Good dog. There you go. There you go. Now don't spill.
Drink your sister's piss, dog.
Good boy. Drink. Now, swallow, dog.
Guards.
Good boy.
Do you understand your place now, dog? Or do you still need some training?
Do you wish to lick me? Do you want to smell me? I wish to see your cock grow because of my scent, so... Now, sniff, dog. Good boy. Sniff my pussy. Do you like the smell of your little sister?
Well? Beg me. Beg me
to allow you the privilege of cleaning me with your tongue, dog. With your disgusting tongue and your piss breath, kneeling in your own filth. Beg my pussy for her favor. Good dog.
One thing. If you try to bite me, if I feel your teeth just once,
my guards will take your teeth out. Every last
one of them. And we'll try it again with your mouth full of blood. Do you understand?
Good. Then lick me, dog. Pleasure my pussy. Oh, good boy. Good. Very good.
Guards, hold him. Hold him. Thank you. Oops. What did I say about your teeth, dog?
Good boy. Pleasure me, dog. Pleasure my cunt. Pleasure your sister's pussy.
Is this how you've been living? In this stench of your own making?
How pathetic. How long have you been here? Has it been a full lunar cycle yet? My pussy must be the highlight of your miserable new existence. Then thank me, dog. Thank your little sister for giving you your life some purpose. Thank me for giving you the gift of my sex. Good boy. Now shut up and lick me. Prove to me that your tongue isn't worthless before I have to cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
know. But... Good boy. Good boy. Now, your face is smeared with my pleasure, marked with piss, just like you marked me with your disgusting scene that night. Don't you think that my piss smells better than yours? Now thank me.
Thank me for lending you my scent, big brother.
Good boy.
Guards, remove his tunic.
Bend him over.
And use his filthy rags to gag him. Let him taste his own piss.
Look at your manhood, dog.
You do like me, don't you?
Do you like being used and tortured under the command of your little sister? Of your princess? Your tool is so hard. And I'm not going to lie, I'm very tempted by your invitation, but the truth is, I've had my fill of your cock. I'll tell you what, though. I have one more indignity for you to suffer. The same one that you forced on me.
Guards, get him on his back on the floor. Lift his crotch and bend him so his dick is in front of his face.
Good. You like me, don't you, big brother? Well, then go ahead. Jerk your cock to me. Look up at my naked body and jerk your cock this one last time.
You're gonna do this to yourself, big brother. Jerk your cock until you soil your own face. And look at me. Look at my pussy and do it. And maybe I'll spare your life.
That's it, big brother. Jerk your dick.
Do you see it winking at you? Huh?
It's really hard, isn't it?
It's hard for your little sister. For her little pussy.
It wants to rape me again, doesn't it? Well, who knows? If you live, maybe fortunes will turn again, and you'll get your chance. Jerk your dick, big brother. Taste my piss in your mouth and my cum on your face. And do it. Faster. Harder.
Look at me. Look at me.
Good boy. Jerk for your life, big brother.
You better make it good. Make it messy. I want you soiled.
Just like you did it to me. Are you close? Good boy.
Oh, good boy. There you go. Oh,
good dog.
Look at that disgusting mess. This is what you did to me, dog. How's it feel?
Oh, you want to cry? Are you scared? Good boy. Does that feel good? Good dog. Good boy.
You know what? I am going to spare your life, dog. I will talk to Daddy. But there is one more thing that I want from you. I'm going to make sure that you never get to rape another girl again. To tell you the truth, the world has plenty of cocks already. We don't need yours. Guards, cut it off.
I know. But I know. Oh, poor doggy. Getting neutered before he's had his pup.
Oh.
Oh, don't cry, dog. This is what you would do to me, right? If I was in your cage? Huh? Don't
lie
to your princess. I know you've done it to other girls. Cut off their clits. During your sacking of the city in the south, I've heard the stories, Big Brother. I know what you did. Sometimes you've even bound their feet so they're forced to crawl. Haven't you?
I hear things, dog. I know of your secret harem of clitless bitches. And you would do all those things to me if you had your chance, wouldn't you? Admit it, dog. Admit it or you will lose a lot more than just your cock. Good boy. Guards. Do it.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay, dog. You can cry. You can cry. Ooh, I know it hurts. I know it's horrible. But please don't worry. Daddy can still have an heir. Didn't I tell you? I'm with child.
Guards. Hold him. Keep him bent over. Because I'm not quite finished with him yet.
I have a surprise for you. Do you see this, dog? This is my cock. It was custom made for me by our blacksmith. He's so sweet. Straps around my waist like this, see? It's made of iron. It's quite ingenious. There's even a little soft leather nub that stimulates my clit while I use it so I can feel good. But don't worry, it's not too big. After all, will you owe me? And all those girls in your perverted harem. It won't be settled until I properly rape you, so.
Guards, hold him.
You are leaking blood from between your legs, dog. Don't worry, we'll take care of that later. I won't let you die. First, I'm gonna fuck you. Like you would have fucked me. Here we go, dog. There you go. Take it, you filthy pig.
Guards, hold him lower, he's too tall.
There you go. Right in the place that you shit from. You little rape hole. There we go. Oh, that's it. Cry for me, you worthless animal. Sob into your piss-soaked garments while I rape you. Good boy. Good boy. Oh.
Good. Good doggy. You're gonna make me come again, big brother. Yes. Oh, fuck. Make me come, bitch. Good boy. Good boy. Good little bitch boy. Good. Good. Okay. There. There. I'm done with you, dog. Say thank you. I don't care if you're gagged. Say it anyway. I'll understand. Say it! You're welcome, dog. Guards, bring the healer. We can't allow him to die. We have to give him hope. Hope for revenge? Who knows? In another life, maybe our roles would have been reversed, but... Better you than me, big brother. Oh, you've pleasured me greatly. But I'm done with you, now. And once I talk to Daddy, he'll be done with you, too. He'll bring you south and drop you off in the lands you conquered. The people whose daughters you mutilated and defiled. Exiled. Cockless, without your armor or your swords, and without your family to protect you anymore. Oh no, 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 I kept my promise. I am sparing your life, but there are far worse things than death, aren't there, dog? Goodbye, big brother. I don't think we're ever going to see each other again. It's too bad.